It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
It's the Big K Morning Show, so it didn't take long. Last week, Allegheny County Executive Sarah Innamorata proposed her budget for the county, and part of that was a property tax increase, and County Council President says, quote, dead on arrival. So, Patrick Katina. So what does that mean exactly? They got to figure this out. This was a nearly 50% tax increase, and they're saying at County Council, they have to approve this, by the way. It ain't happening. Just curious, though, since it involves property, want to bring on Robin Taylor from Coldwell Banker. Robin, many people remember you from your television days, right?
That's right. I was a consumer reporter at the NBC station here.
Yeah, and good to talk to you again. So as a person that deals in real estate all the time, I would imagine you would find this good news or not.
Well, I don't know. I mean, it sounds like it's dead on arrival, so we'll have to see what happens. But we're talking about a mill rate increase. No, mill rates aren't very exciting, but a mill rate increase from 4.73 to 6.92. So what does that equate to for the average homeowner? Well, for the median homeowner, the increase that's proposed would be about $15 a month. That comes to about $182 a year. So if you're going to look at that, you're going to say, well, that from a purely real estate perspective is not enough to get somebody to move from Allegheny County. Now, I have retirees that I work with, and they live in Allegheny County. They're here for the schools. Their kids are grown. The schools don't matter as much. They'll move to Butler County because the taxes are much lower. And we're talking significantly lower, not $100, but thousands of dollars. So from a perspective of real estate, the increase isn't that great.
Even if it would have went through as proposed. That said, I know that certainly Butler County to the north, and now we hear Washington County are saying, hey, come visit us. We got lower taxes too, right? You hear this all the time.
I do. Especially people who are cost sensitive to taxes, they definitely may want to consider real estate in some of those other counties because the taxes are definitely lowered. Now, I always tell people, though, if you're going into a rapidly developing area, those taxes in, say, 10 years may also go up because they're going to need to build roads and bridges and schools just like anywhere else. So that's something that you have to keep in mind. I also wanted to bring up the homestead tax exemption, because if you're a homeowner anywhere in Pennsylvania, but if you're a homeowner in Allegheny County, you will be getting an exemption as long as you have signed up for it. And you should just check to make sure you're getting that homestead tax exemption, because it is significant. It's not huge, but it's enough to make a difference. And think about it. If you're a homeowner and you live in that home, you're getting an exemption on your taxes, while landlords are paying the full tax. They don't get that exemption. It's only people who live in their homes.
We're with Robin Taylor from Coldwell Banker. Robin, curious, we know the Fed, when they last met, started to lower the interest rates. We're anticipating that to continue. What's the direct correlation for lowering mortgage interest rates?
Well, mortgage interest rates are bouncing around a little bit. They follow the Treasury, not the rate that the Fed is dealing with, which is an overnight lending to banks. But we will see, as the Fed lowers interest rates, we will see mortgage interest rates come down. So right now they're bouncing around a little bit. They came down. They were actually in the high fives. They've bounced back up to, you know, say 6.4, and we're going to see some volatility right now. But what is anticipated is that probably through 2025, rates will be in the fives, which should be very helpful because it should be enough to get people to sell homes. So we'll have more inventory and make it possible for buyers to get into homes. So we're anticipating that 2025 is going to be a good year for real estate, both for buyers and for sellers.
Yeah. Is it right now still a seller's market because of the lack of inventory and the high interest rates?
Absolutely. It is still a seller's market. We did see these things slow down a little bit, and that's seasonal. It happens every year here. The spring market is the crazy market. Fall, it slows down a little bit, but it is still definitely a seller's market. There are more buyers out there than sellers, which is why it's called a seller's market.
But again, it's important for people to understand that when they hear a near 50% tax increase, that sounds way more significant than the real dollar factor in the course of a year. You said what,
$182.
Yeah,
I know.
They spend that on Starbucks. Easy. But it's not a game-changing amount, but it doesn't sound like that's going to happen, or at least all of it yet. So they'll sort that out at Allegheny County Council, I guess. And until they get a budget, it'll be up in the air. But appreciate your input.
Absolutely. And it is the council members' jobs to sharpen their pencils and take a look at that. And is that increase really necessary, or could they cut from somewhere else? And that's their jobs. So I think in the next coming weeks and months, we're going to see a lot of interest paid to this, and we may or may not see a tax increase.
Yeah. And the other factor, though, is the school districts use those numbers, those millage numbers on what then. That's the much bigger hit.
Absolutely. The biggest portion of your real estate tax bill is coming from the school district.
Amen.
And this, yeah, absolutely.
Robin Taylor, Coldwell Banker, thank you. Good to catch up. We'll talk again.
All right. Thanks, Larry.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits, or credit stop and balance on a required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.